Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and something that Gurney has that we did not have when I was pregnant. Super jealous about this.
A husband.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, the first time. I eventually married him. No.
You guys are bringing in husbands? This is so cool.
You get a husband. You get a husband. First look HD ultrasound. We have Faye, who is the founder and owner. Now, first look HD ultrasound. We were talking a little bit about this before you came in, Faye. And Wes, right away, he was like,
I feel like, and don't take this the wrong way, I was so glad that my kids were older and I never did that because and maybe I would have loved it more because they were my kids. But when I see other people's now, I'm like, oh God, it kind of creeps me out.
And it's a guy thing too, yeah, though, I think. The ladies, right?
Yes, they appreciate that.
We appreciate seeing what our baby looks like in 3D,
in clay.
4D.
In clay.
Everyone
wouldn't my kid to be made out of the Play-Doh. That's right. Husbands,
they really appreciate the office.
Yes.
Never knew how much men were into decor.
Really?
They're like, this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
Now,
awesome.
For those that don't know what First Look HD ultrasound is, it's a very unique business. Tell us how you got the idea to open a business like this.
Well, I've been in the medical field since high school and just starting from the bottom, working my way up. But I got pregnant. And we did a 3D ultrasound.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with the experience.
It's so cool.
Yes. And I was actually in school to become an ultrasound technician when I did this experience. And it just motivated me more to want to expand. And there's nothing around in Lake County.
No, there wasn't. And my oldest is going to be 15 next month. And I did get a 3D ultrasound with him. But I had to drive almost 2 hours at that point. Then I have a 7 and 6 year old. And there was more locations kind of around here. But still quite a bit of a drive. Now, you offer 2D, 3D, and 4D realistic images.
It spits on you?
No! No, Wes, just... Shush.
I just did a 4D experience and got sprayed with water. I didn't know.
No, that is not what we're talking here. The baby is inside of you. Yeah. What is the difference with those three, though?
So 2D is your regular black and white image.
Okay.
3D is a still image. It's color. And 4D is actual live movement.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to experience what your baby is doing inside.
That, seriously, I just got chills because that was my last was a girl. And after having two boys and the way that we did, you know, found out that we were having a girl, we did a gender reveal via 4D and the technician actually wrote it down on a piece of paper, gave it to our oldest son. And then our oldest son told us that it was a girl.
Cute.
It was so cool. And then we got to see her like sit there and move around on the screen. And
yes. They put on such a show.
Yeah, they really do. Like, you really wonder what they're doing in there. Go get a 4D ultrasound and they'll show you what they're doing in there. When's the best time to do that 3D ultrasound?
Anytime after 29 weeks is more preferred.
You get more features, right?
You can do it at any stage in your pregnancy. It's just better features after 29 weeks.
So like I mentioned, doing the gender reveal, you could go in and do something like that around what time?
14 weeks.
14 weeks. Okay. What can you expect from the ultrasound experience?
It's a great experience. Everyone loves it. Walking into the office, just getting that moment, that bonding moment with your child. A lot of doctors' offices right now are not allowing like the other parents to come in and experience this. And there's a lot of first-time moms.
Yep.
Or just, you know, everything that's going on with COVID. There's a lot of obstacles for pregnant women. So
yeah. You could only have one person back there.
You get to share it with your grandparents, too.
Like that
grandparents
as well.
Get to see their grandchildren, and they're excited, like, oh, my God, this is my first grandchild. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very, very personal.
That's Rosa, by the way. I don't feel like I introduced Rosa. I'm sorry. What do you do there?
I'm also a technician there, and I'm the photography director.
Oh, cool.
So we both own it together.
Yes, because we'll get to that because you guys do offer other photography once the baby's born.
Can I ask a random question, and this is how dudes think. Is it does insurance pay for this?
No, unfortunately not. It's considered cosmetic.
Okay.
So it's non-diagnostic. So it's
I'm sure you get that question often.
Well, because that's how guys think, you know?
Right.
We only think financial. Like, is this baby's coming? Like, oh my God, this is going to cost me what?
Now, you said you do the 3D, 4D live packages. When's a good time to do that?
About 29 weeks.
29 weeks as well. All right. And I feel like this is another way guys think. I want to let you know this, Wes, does not replace prenatal care. Okay?
Correct.
No?
You don't have to go to the doctor. This is great. I can even deliver for you.
So, Rosa, you mentioned you do photography there because there are additional services that you offer. What kind of things?
So we have maternity shoots, newborn shoots. We incorporated that because we've actually been best friends since we were 10 years old.
Oh, that is so awesome.
So we grew up together. And when she talked about opening this business, I've been very creative my whole life. So I was like, let's just turn this into a baby wonderland and offer so many things to these pregnant women.
And it's a one-stop shop. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
That's awesome. Like you went from one in the medical field, one in photography. Yes. And like you can actually put a business together, you know?
And how long have you guys been here?
This is our second year.
Yeah, I mean, you guys opened up during a pretty rough time.
Pandemic and the main hit of the pandemic.
Right.
Well, now after the pandemic, now a lot of babies have to be coming, right? Because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure. The COVID baby boom.
Yeah. What's the best way to make an appointment with you guys?
Honestly, book online.
Okay.
You can always give us a call, email us, but booking online is the easiest way.
So that's at firstlookultrasound.com, first, the number one, ST. Before we let you go, first, we're going to be giving away a $150 gift card, which is very generous of you guys. Does this apply to any of your services?
This applies to our 3D package that offers two printouts, all their pictures via email,
nice,
a return visit if we can't capture the baby's face.
Okay.
So we always allow moms to like come back and try for a second
time. Well, because sometimes baby ain't working with you or baby's sleeping.
They love to hide.
Smushed up.
Well, just get used to it because when they're a toddler, they don't help you either.
So even if like somebody calls in or you can give it away as a gift.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be pregnant.
You don't have to be pregnant.
Dang it, I won this $150. It cost me $35,000.
So we'll give that away coming up. But before we let you go, we ask everybody that's in with Gurney's Got It. Faye, what is your Gurney go-to?
Honestly, the small. I love coming here. Everything that I need is here.
It really is. And Rosa?
I really enjoy Primo's.
Oh, yeah. We're good friends with Nikki, so she does good
work over
there.
She gives
us a
free drink every time you mention it, so if you could say it one more time.
Primo's.
There we go.
Wait a second. I didn't hear you. Who's your favorite?
Primo's. Okay, can I get a free drink?
Faye, Rosa, thank you so much for coming in. 847-336-1023. We will give that $150 gift card courtesy of First Look Ultrasound away to caller number 5. Good luck.